So here's the fourth reason that people leave your church, and there's actually only one solution to this one about what to do about it. But let's talk about number four, a bad experience. Sometimes people leave because of a bad experience. We've all had this happen. It's someone we wanted to keep, and then something happens. It's not that it's a poor fit. It is not that they have a sin issue in their life. It's not that they had an interruption. They just had a bad experience. They had a bad experience with somebody in the church, or they even had a bad experience with you. And we all know what I'm talking about, bad experiences. Somebody gets mad at somebody in the church. So there's two people in the church, and they get into a great argument, and they leave the church. In fact, back in the days when I traveled and spoke in a lot of different churches, I was walking out one Sunday night with a pastor. And he said, boy, things went better this Sunday night than they did last Sunday night. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, last Sunday night, right there, and he pointed to a spot in the parking lot. He said, my chairman of the deacons and the co-chair got into a fist fight right there last Sunday night. Now, that's a bad experience right there when the chairman and the co-chairman are getting into a fist fight in the parking lot. Well, sometimes bad experiences happen. Somebody has a bad experience with in the children's area. You know, somebody has a bad experience with a small group. Somebody has a bad experience with somebody else in the church. I often will say to people that in every church, a few weirdos must fall. And so there's always a weirdo who causes a problem. There's always someone who does something. Now, occasionally, there are really bad experiences. Somebody has a bad experience. I don't even really want to go into that on this resource, but it's a legal issue where they have a bad experience and somebody does something to them illegally. And the truth is, you may never be able to reclaim that person who's had a bad experience, a really bad experience. But if they get mad about something, if they've been ticked off about something, if they got upset about something, if they're mad at you because you didn't call or because you didn't show or their group didn't do this or they felt weird about that or they didn't like the color of this or whatever, if it's that kind of bad experience, if it's in the range of normal bad experiences, I do think that you can reclaim people who maybe have gone through that. Now, one idea in reclaiming people here is you want to create an atmosphere where it's understood that nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect and you're not perfect. And I should never give the illusion to anybody in the church that I am. And so we want to create an atmosphere where we say we are a church made up of imperfect people. Now, the Bible uses the analogy that a church is a family. And so let me ask you, if you're part of a family, if you had brothers and sisters, or if you had an extended family, and we all do, did you get along with everybody in your family? Well, of course not. I mean, my brothers and I, we got into arguments. My mom and dad and I, we got into arguments, but I didn't disown my family just because I had an argument. Well, people understand that's how the church is. You don't have to leave the church just because everything didn't go your way. Now, there are people who will do that. And maybe there's no possibility to reclaim them. But if it's just everyday normal disagreement kind of stuff, help them understand that part of being the family means making allowances for each other's faults. And that's really what the Bible says is part of the family makeup as well, that we make allowances for each other's faults. And so you've got to teach this, and you've got to stay on this, and you've got to remind people of this. And I often will say to our people at our church, if there's anybody here who's perfect, please don't stay around our church too long because you're going to ruin it for everybody else. Because we're an imperfect church made up of imperfect people doing our best to serve a perfect Savior. And so we really work hard to understand that bad experiences are going to happen. It's impossible to get through life without bad experiences. And so one thing is you want to create a culture where people understand and people are quick to offer forgiveness and offer to make allowances. At the same time, you want to be quick to seek forgiveness if you were the source of the bad experience. And so teach people to forgive and to be forgiven. And so there may be conversations that you need to have. Because you see, if things aren't clear at the top, things are going to be cloudy in the church. And if you don't keep the air clear between you and the people of your church, then you never can expect the people in your church to forgive each other. And so if you know that there's a situation where you need to go and seek forgiveness, then by all means do that. Now the Bible says, as much as possible, live at peace with one another. And so this means that you go to the person and you ask for their forgiveness. Now, whether they give it or not, whether the situation is restored or not, whether peace comes or not, that's not your issue. Your issue is to do what Jesus says, which is if you are at the altar and you suddenly remember that your brother has something against you, not even that you have something against them, but that the brother has something against you, you are to go and seek to be reconciled about that. So that means that if you did something that you know hurt somebody else, you go and seek to make peace. But it also means that if you know somebody is holding something against you, you go and make peace. Now, you don't do this quickly. You don't do this abruptly. You do it cautiously and you do it prayerfully. You might want to read the book, The Peacemaker. That would be one that I would recommend to you. You might want to read R.T. Kendall's book, Total Forgiveness, as part of this process. But making peace and keeping peace, and so that you take those bad experiences, those fires that are there in your church, and you add water to the fire as opposed to adding gasoline to the fire. Now, part of teaching this inside of your church is to help people understand that people are imperfect and that as Christians, we give up our right to be offended. You know, when you learn to give up your right to be offended, that creates tremendous harmony in your church. And so in some ways, this idea of people leaving over bad experiences, it is a theological issue. It is an application issue of Scripture. But it is one that I think of all the ones we've talked about can be overcome. You know, the truth is, if you do anything worthwhile for God, there are going to be some people who are mad at you. And so my advice to you is to make sure the people who get mad at you are the right people who get mad at you. I mean, you know, not the people inside of the church, because sometimes people have a bad experience because they didn't have enough information. Sometimes they have a bad experience because they didn't have enough communication. Sometimes they have a bad experience because they don't feel like they've been heard. Sometimes they have a bad experience because somebody did do something evil to them. Sometimes they had a small bad experience, and if you deal with it, it can keep from becoming a large bad experience. Now, as much as you can, deal with these situations. One of the big lessons I've had to learn as a leader is summed up in three words: run to conflict. I've had to learn to run to conflict. Now, this doesn't mean I spend all of my time asking forgiveness and begging forgiveness, because sometimes people are mad at me and I didn't do anything wrong. So I can deal with that. I can talk to them about that. But the truth is, we have to agree to disagree. And I do spend 80% of my time focused on reaching new people. I look for new people I can upset as opposed to trying to deal with the old people I've upset. No, I'm just kidding about that. But I do, as much as possible, try to live at peace with that. And when there is conflict, I run to that, because the devil will use that conflict to keep God's church from growing. Now, there's a lot of study that you can do in this, and there's further follow-up you can do. But just understand that sometimes it's a bad experience that keeps people, that causes people to leave, and it's forgiveness that can cause them to stay.